Recording 64.
You will hear a guide at an outdoor sculpture park talking to a group of visitors. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Anglia Sculpture Park. Right, well, the idea behind the sculpture park is that it's a place where works of art, such as large sculptures and carvings, can be displayed out of doors in a natural setting. As you'll have noticed when you drove here, most of the land around the park is farmland. The park itself belonged to a family called the De Quinces, who had made a lot of money from manufacturing farm machinery and who also owned substantial stretches of forest land to the north of the park. They built a house in the centre of the park, not far from where we're standing now, but this burnt down in 1980 and the De Quinces then sold the land. The Anglia Sculpture Park isn't the only one in the country. Several of the London parks sometimes display contemporary sculptures, and there are a couple of other permanent sculpture parks in England. But we're unique in that some of our sculptures were actually created for the sites they occupy here, and we also show sculptures by a wider range of artists than anywhere else in the country. For example, at present we have an exhibition by Joe Tremaine of what he calls burnt sculptures. These are wood and stone sculptures that he's carved and marked with fire to illustrate the ferocity and intensity of the forces that have shaped our planet over millions of years. They look really dramatic in this rural setting. To see some of the sculptures, you'll need to follow the path alongside the lower lake. We had to renovate this after the lake overflowed its banks a couple of months ago and flooded the area. The water level's back to normal now, and you shouldn't have any trouble. The path's very level underfoot. You should be back at the visitor centre at about 4 o'clock. If you have time, it's worth taking a look at the centre itself. It's not possible to go upstairs at present, as builders are working there adding another floor. But the rest's well worth seeing. The architect was Guy King. He was actually born in this part of England, but he recently designed a museum in Canada that won a prize for innovation in public buildings. If you want to get something to eat when you get back, like a snack or a sandwich, the terrace room is currently closed, but you can go to the kiosk and buy something, then sit on one of the chairs overlooking the lower lake and enjoy the view as you're eating.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you will have some time to look at the questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
Now, let me just tell you a bit about what you can see in the sculpture park. If you look at your map, you'll see the visitor centre, where we are now, at the bottom, just by the entrance. Since we only have an hour, you might not be able to get right around the park, but you can choose to visit some of the highlights. You might like to take a look at the Joe Tremaine sculptures, which are displayed on this side of the upper lake, just behind the education centre and near the bridge. They're really impressive, but please remember not to let your children climb on them. One of our most popular exhibitions is the Giorgio Catalucci bird sculptures. They're just across the bridge on the north side of the lower lake. I love the way they're scattered around in the long grass beside the lake, looking as if they're just about to take to their wings. You could also go to the garden gallery. It's on this side of the upper lake. From the visitor centre, you go to the education centre, then keep on along the path and you'll see it on your right. There's an exhibition of animal carvings there, which is well worth a look. We also have the longhouse. That's quite a walk. From here, you go to the bridge and then turn left on the other side. Soon you'll see a winding pathway going up towards the northern boundary of the park. Go up there and you'll find it at the top. They have some abstract metal sculptures that are well worth seeing if you have time. Okay, well, now if you're...
That is the end of section two. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section three.